It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday, we say hello and good day to ESB Marketing Officer Candace Wakeman. Candace, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, good to have you here as always on a Wednesday. Well, we are smack dab in the middle of graduation season. Here we go. And I know you got some tips for the graduates here this morning. And boy, a lot of them going to be walking the stage here before too long.
Yeah, well, we first wanted to say congrats to all the graduates. This is definitely a special time in life, and we just wanted to encourage you to enjoy it. I was in your shoes not long ago, and I remember being, you know, excited to start a new chapter, but I also remember being a little stressed about being on my own. And so I thought maybe today would be a great topic to kind of talk about some of those financial things that we can help you with to get, you know, get started.
Yeah, good idea. Well, let's start first with maybe some high school grad tips.
Yeah. So a few things we encourage you to think about if you're just graduating high school. If you're taking out student loans, use that money to just pay tuition and school costs only. Whatever you borrow, you're going to have to pay back. So think about just, you know, keeping those for just tuition and school costs and then getting a job to cover anything extra. Open a checking account and a saving account. Make sure that if you're trying to save back a little bit here every month, just to prepare for any of those emergencies that might come up. I promise they will happen, so better be prepared than not. And then set a budget to keep your spending in check. We know college is full of learning experiences, especially financial lessons. So the more that you know, use those money tips, the better prepared you'll be to handle those challenges that come your way.
All right. What about some tips maybe for college grads here? And that's happening in town this weekend.
Yes. So life after graduation means opportunities and responsibilities, and you're more likely going to be probably kicking off your career, living on your own, and becoming financially independent. So a few things that you might want to consider is if you want to start a budget and maybe understand your living expenses and live within your means. The first step to handling your money is understanding, you know, where is that money coming from and then where is it going? Pay off any student loans or any debts that you may have. You know, start planning for retirement. Even though retirement seems a ways out, it's never too early to start saving. If your employer is offering a 401k and matches those contributions, take advantage of that because it's basically free money. Establish an emergency fund and pay your bills on time. And then lastly, set a long-term goal. Maybe that's, you know, planning for a vacation or buying a house.
You know, you're right, Candace. Start saving money. You're just out of college, and retirement is the furthest thing from some people's mind. But I tell you what, it'll be here before you know it. So some sound advice from Candace at ESB Financial this morning. Candace, how about a money message?
Well, again, we just wanted to say congrats to all the graduates. At ESB, we're always here to help you achieve those dreams. So if you need any help navigating those finances as you kind of get out of college or get out of high school, we're here to help. You can give us a call at 620-342-3454, or you can visit ESBfinancial.com.
Good stuff. Thank you, Candace.
Thanks, Ron.
Good to talk to you. Candace Wakeman, ESB Marketing Officer with Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901 with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.